From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And those are Iraqi soccer fans who were greeting their team before their match today. As it turned out, the Iraqi team was beaten 3-1 by Paraguay. And that means either Argentina or Paraguay will win the gold medal in the Olympics. But the story of Olympic men's soccer this year remains the Iraqi team. It's been celebrated for simply being in Athens. The Iraqis were never expected to make it out of the qualifying rounds. They could still win a medal. They play Italy this Friday in the bronze medal match. It would be Iraq's first Olympic medal in 44 years. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Thessaloniki, Greece, the site of today's game between Iraq and Paraguay. Hiya, Howard.
Hello, Robert.
3-1. What else can you tell us about today's game?
Well, two of those goals were scored early in the game by Paraguay in the first half, and that seemed to just take the steam out of the Iraqi team. In fact, I was talking later to a soccer official from Bahrain who was watching the game, and he told me that this was a team that had been so built up in the media that perhaps it was overconfident and then lost that confidence early in the game when the Paraguayans scored twice relatively early. The Iraqis did score later, so did the Paraguayans, and it ended up 3-1 with Iraq on the losing end.
Well, if the steam went out of the Iraqi players, did it go out of the Iraqi fans who were there in the stands?
Not for one second. They maintained that level of excitement, cheering, stomping, whistling that we heard in that bit of tape earlier through the entire game. And the stadium didn't have that many people in it, but it sounded full with those maybe 200, maybe 300 Iraqi fans just screaming and yelling and chanting the entire game. And they had with them the Greek fans in the stadium as well. When Iraq scored, the stadium just erupted. And I looked around and I saw that it wasn't just the Iraqis who were cheering. Everybody except for the few Paraguayans who were there were cheering.
Tell us a bit about this Iraqi team that has been in the news due to a lot more than just its success on the soccer field.
Politics comes up whenever this team speaks or whenever they're spoken of. There was an interesting story in Sports Illustrated the other day quoting a couple of the members of the Iraqi team who didn't have very nice things to say about the president, about the American presence in Iraq, criticizing the president for using Iraq in a campaign ad. These are soccer players talking about this who have a chance, at as you said, for a medal for their country for the first time in 44 years. And even tonight, talking to fans, asking them how they were reacting to what was going on here, they would start off saying that they were really excited about the team, but they really wanted peace in their country. They wanted America out of Iraq. That was a common theme. And at the news conference after the game with the coach, again, politics came up. He was much more diplomatic, saying that he appreciates what America has done for his country. But no matter what these players do on the field, what is taking place off the field comes up often.
Well, they don't have a chance for either the gold or silver medal, but they do play Italy for the bronze medal on Friday. Do people think that they have any chance?
This will be a tough game. Italy was one of the favorite teams to begin with in this series. Iraq didn't look tonight like they could pull off this sort of thing, but you never know. A team like this that has a kind of motivation that none of us maybe can appreciate, proving something to the world, maybe they can do it, and we'll see on Friday.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Thessaloniki, Greece. Thanks a lot, Howard.
You're welcome, Robert.